T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Esther, the tax e-filing season opens up on Monday. And what is the first thing, what are the important things you should do if you're going to e-file your taxes this year?
Well, the important thing is to know that a major tax change happened 4 days before Christmas. So much of the software, you want to make sure that your software company has updated the software to reflect these changes. One of the changes was in medical. Before the change in the law, medical was deductible if it exceeded 10%. Then they reduced it down to 7.5%. Another change that they did was that the tuition and fees deduction that was completely eliminated under the tax reform is back in to play both on 18 and 19. So you may be able to amend your 18 return if you had been going to college and were unable to use the lifetime learning credit or the American Opportunity Tax Credit, and that's in there. So there are a lot of major changes that happen. You want to make sure that the software that you're using is showing these changes. Here's the thing: if the change affects you, you'd want to be very concerned, because it gets you more money back, you know, or reduces your tax liability. So if it's a good change for you, that's great. But that's the thing, is you want to make sure you don't have, if you're somebody using software, you probably don't know tax law, and you're relying on the accuracy of the software to make sure that you're doing a proper return. So what you might want to do is go to the IRS's website and take a look at some of the changes that went into effect to see if you don't fall in that category.
What are some of the other changes we should be aware of as the e-filing season begins?
Okay, well, one of the big changes that just happened again is that the required minimum distribution has been extended starting 2020 to people that are now age 72 as opposed to 70.5. So those people that were going to march down to the bank to start withdrawing from their IRA, if they're 70, turning 71 in 2020, they don't need to do that now until they're 72. That's one change. Another change that went into effect is that starting in 2020, if you're over the age of 70.5, you can still contribute to an IRA if you're working. And so that's another big change that you can do. So now that something that wasn't deductible before is deductible, and people that just had a child or adopted a child can take up to $5,000 out of their 401k or their IRA to use and not be penalized. Another change, which is really big, is that you can take money out of your 529 plan to pay off student loan debt up to $10,000. And that and the appreciation won't be taxable. So those are just like some of the highlights of the changes.
You mentioned some of the tax laws change. The software that you may have used last year, do you have to buy new software? Do you just update what you have?
Oh, no. You always have to buy new software every year. But again, some of these changes that took place are retroactive to 2018. Like, for instance, the mortgage insurance premium that wasn't deductible last year, that's another change that just happened before Christmas. So you can go back and amend your 2018 return to include MIP that you might have paid on your mortgage payment that you couldn't take in 18, which is now deductible on 18 on the federal return. And then another big change is alimony. Alimony payments for people that got divorced in 2019, where somebody might be paying alimony, it's no longer deductible to the person paying the alimony and not taxable to the recipient. So those people that just got divorced in 2019 with alimony, big change. Do the research. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, do the research and look at IRS.gov to make sure that that you're aware of all these changes to make sure that you, if you get into these categories, that you don't shoot yourself in the foot, number one. And number two, remember, even though it's not deductible on the federal, if you're a New York State taxpayer and you can itemize, those things that closed up in 2018 are still deductible on 2019 on the New York State return. So you want to make sure that if you can itemize, that you itemize on the federal. And for sure, if you can't itemize on the federal, you might be able to itemize on the state. So those are other things people should look for, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.